The heat of summer is felt on asphalt streets and at the beach. It's also being felt by would-be homeowners in the housing market. The average price of a single-family home in the state has reached $410,000, up $30,000 from last year at this time. And in the Boston area, homes are still moving. For many would-be buyers, it makes the market a little too hot.
It's a little scary, and just the way things fly off the market.
That is 34-year-old Katie McGee, a first-grade teacher who lives in a small Somerville condo with her 2-year-old daughter and her fiancé, Charlie Linhan, a landscaper in Cambridge. When we met her months ago, McGee was expecting child number 2. The family has been actively looking for a larger home since early spring, going to open houses almost every weekend and reluctant to bid on what they see.
Even if I put in an offer, I feel like it's a little discouraging that, you know there's going to be 20 other offers and that yours probably won't even get a glance.
The Massachusetts Association of Realtors says the inventory of homes for sale across Greater Boston is the lowest it's been since it started keeping records 15 years ago. Less supply has led to higher home prices and stiffer competition among buyers. Association President Paul Yorkus.
It used to be that once in a while you would run into a multiple offer situation. When I talk with realtors from across the Commonwealth now, multiple offer situations are becoming the norm. And the only way that's going to change is by having more inventory.
Yorkus says the competition is especially tough the closer you get to Boston, which has led many buyers to look further afield.
Realtors from Boston have clients who are looking in Metro West, and realtors who have clients in Metro West are looking towards Worcester.
Because of the prices, for months, Katie McGee was looking beyond Somerville, where she's lived for 6 years. We tagged along as she toured a newly renovated 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in Medford. At 1,400 square feet, it's about twice as large as her Somerville condo. She's with her realtor, Sarah Glovsky, who's providing perspective about the home's asking price, $449,000.
In Somerville, this would be upwards of $650,000. You're getting a lot more space for your money.
Is Medford as
hot as Somerville?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Medford's definitely hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a commuter town. It's right, we're right over the line into Somerville.
Is Malden too?
Malden has been gaining ground.
Yeah.
It's sort of going Somerville, Medford, Malden, Everett.
And Glovsky reminds buyers about the positives.
It's still a great time to buy, even though we're in the age of multiple offers and bids going up and prices rising. Rates are still so historically low. There's still great opportunity. There's great tax incentives.
What do you tell the person or the couple who've been looking and are a little discouraged when they come through your door?
All I can tell people is hang in there. Whether or not people realize it, the more they go through the process, the better buyer they become. And it becomes reflective in the offers that they make.
Just the same, Katie McGee struggles as she decides whether to make an offer on the Medford house.
I kind of really like it.
I'm still a little emotionally attached to Somerville, but the space I can get out here is very tempting.
I would hope they would glance if we were to put in an offer.
McGee and Linhan decided not to bid on the house as they focused on their other big life changes. And 3 days after talking to us, the couple welcomed a healthy baby girl named Corey Rose. After the anxiety about not finding a house in the city they call home, Somerville, they did. It's 400 square feet bigger than their current condo. They didn't tell us exactly how much they paid, but say it was pretty close to the $550,000 asking price. And if all goes well at the closing, they will not need to transplant to another community, as so many other buyers in this hot real estate market have. WBUR's Yasmin Ammer produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.